USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
Florida's House of Representatives on Thursday approved a state Senate passed measure that would strip Walt Disney Company of its self-governing special district. Disney opposed the parental rights law in Florida. That law will shield children as young as kindergartners from being taught sexual content in public schools. As more and more Americans don't trust mainstream media like they once did, CNN Plus has become CNN Minus. About 350 of the 700 people that worked at CNN Plus will be laid off. As Los Angeles, California officials demand masks remain in place, Philadelphia made its decision to end its mask mandate on Thursday night, just 4 days after starting it back up. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
With the Western world's failure to prevent Russia from invading Ukraine, the fallout of the war drags on.
Humanitarian groups are continuing to provide aid to areas of Ukraine that have been devastated by Russia's ongoing unprovoked invasion. Charles Sennett, the founder of the media group The Ground Truth Project, tells Fox News that many groups providing a heavy amount of medical supplies to cities are seeing the biggest impact, such as Kharkiv.
They talk about the fact that they're going to win this. This is going to be won, but they need support, and they're going to need the world to get behind this to put a stop to this invasion, this aggression. And I think they really need to see the aid that's been provided dollar-wise to be delivered on the ground.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is in Talladega, Alabama this weekend. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Before heading to the West Coast to talk about the environment Friday, the president addressed the nation on Thursday.
Approximately two-thirds of all Ukrainian children have been displaced from their home. More than 5 million Ukrainians have fled their country. It's an absolute outrage. The idea this is happening, approaching the second quarter of the 21st century, is just... Last month when I was in Europe, I announced the United States would welcome 100,000 Ukrainians so that we share in the responsibility of supporting Ukrainians fleeing Putin's war machine. We've already welcomed tens of thousands of Ukrainians to the United States, and today I'm announcing a program, Unite for Ukraine, a new program to enable Ukrainians seeking refuge to come directly from Europe to the United States. This new humanitarian parole program will complement the existing legal pathways available to Ukrainians, including immigrant visas and refugee processing.
After talking climate crisis today, the president will travel to Seattle, Washington, then to Philadelphia, then to Newcastle, Delaware tonight. The U.S. Department of Defense announced plans to build a mobile nuclear microreactor prototype at the Idaho National Laboratory in eastern Idaho. The Project Pele plan is a gas-cooled microreactor that could produce 1 to 5 megawatts of power. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.